Great, Jeff Pierce. I want to thank Deputy Pierce Doherty for bringing it up on the Dáil, because there's been a very, very serious situation that exists in Pettigo, and it's been ongoing for years and years, and I think we're seeing late at the end of the tunnel now that there will be work done come 2026. It will alleviate the situation regarding the people in Lower Pettigo, that the river will be cleaned, and a joint operation by the Dublin government and NA Northern Ireland will get together and get something done on that. It will be relief to the homeowners and to the business people of Pettigo.
There was an incident there back in September. There was a big rush on to get 60 sandbags to try and, I suppose, save the local homes and businesses there. So what happened then?
Well, that was just one of the many incidents that happened, but we were fit to get that one stopped. I got a call from Britain's Pub one that evening, and I got up there, and Donegal County Council brought up about 60 sandbags and sandbagged round Britain's Pub. Because the river was really overflowing as it goes further down. And what was happening there, the river was going down and going into, part of it going into Fermanagh, and then coming on to the main road on the Pettigo Cash Road, and then flowing back up into the village again. And that's when the flooding would really start to be a cause for concern to the people's property there, you know. I mean, this has been an ongoing situation. We've been ongoing for years and years, and we certainly now will keep at it to make sure that the job is completed and the work will be done.
And just as you said there, I suppose that was a lucky case in which the sandbags were got in time and put in the right position. The cross-border element of this will be really important because, you know, the river isn't, you know, confined to one government territory or another.
Yeah, it is a cross-border issue. You know, and water, as you know well, knows no boundaries. So both the sections of the people working together can do the job on that. And I'm grateful, and I know the people of Pettigo will be grateful to Deputy Pierce Doherty, because I did bring it to his attention. And he's very sincere about it. And he wants the work done as soon as possible. And I hope now that we can get it started in 2026.
And is there any sort of timelines in place for that?
Well, you've seen the announcement today there, you know, but we will be following it up now immediately after Christmas to get work started. You know, we can't wait on this because, as you know, there's frequent storms, and Pettigo being a small village, and, you know, we want to look after the people of Pettigo because and the people of the area there, so that they can be, you know, go to their beds and be safe at night, and they're not going to be flooded in the middle of the night.